Well, the weather is getting warmer. You know what it's time to start thinking about? Fishing. That's right. That's why I'm down here by the river. You know, I tell you what, that's what's so great about loving the outdoors. There is something to do out here in every season. So now we've kind of got hunting season behind us, although I'm pretty excited about turkey season. That's coming up. But equally excited about getting back out on this river and doing some smallmouth fishing. I mean, I just love it. And so, you know, I thought I'd take a trip down here today. It's about 70 degrees out here, and hey, spring has sprung. Leaves are starting to bud out on the trees. The grass is getting green and coming up. And so I start breaking out my fishing tackle, and I'm looking at getting everything ready and on. I thought I'll take a trip down there to the river. But the thing about it is a couple of days ago, we got several inches of rain. And as you can see here behind me, the river is very muddy. Most of the time, our river down here on the property is very clear. You can see the bottom really easy. And you can see that it's pretty high. I mean, it's really high from what it normally is. And you can see in the background there those rapids and rough water. And matter of fact, where I'm standing right now, 2 days ago, it would probably be underwater. I would probably, you know, be standing underwater. Not that I could stand underwater, but you get the point. I mean, looking over here to the left, all the vegetation and everything, you see where the water even got higher than this and kind of pushed out the vegetation. The one thing about this river is that it jumps up really quickly, but then it kind of goes down pretty quickly. And so just kind of starting to think about getting out here on the water. And you know what's kind of crazy is how much the river changes, you know, after a big water event like this. Because, you know, when we put in for the first time this year and we start to go kayak fishing, you'll kind of go around a curve and you'll be like, hey, where'd that tree go? Or, hey, you know, there's a new sandbar we can fish by or pull over at. And matter of fact, down here on our property, there was a huge tree. I mean, this thing bigger around than that right there. And a couple of years ago, it had fell and was kind of laying in the water. And for several months, I was telling Yolanda, I was like, we're probably going to get some machinery in here, like a track hoe or something, and get that tree taken out. But we had several inches of rain. The river jumped out. We jumped up and we come back down here. And hey, the river actually took the whole tree and down the river it went. So it took it off our property. You know, and that's the thing about water. It is just, you know, pretty powerful. And you know what, though? I love it. I love the water. But it can be very powerful. And Jesus chose to use it as a way to reach a certain Samaritan woman in the Bible. Samaritans were kind of considered a mixed race between the Jews and the Gentiles, and they were often despised by the Jews because of it. Jesus and his disciples were on their way to Galilee one time, and most of the time, Jews would go the long way around to avoid Samaria. But Jesus chose this route that he took instead. And it went right through Samaria. It was the hottest part of the day, and as his disciples went into town, he went to a well for water. There he encountered a woman, and he asked for a drink, and she couldn't understand why he, being a Jew, would want a drink from her, a Samaritan. And in her mind, if he only knew who she was and what she had done in her life, he wouldn't even be seen with her. But in John 4:13-14, it says, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water, the physical water, shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. You know, as the account continues, Jesus reveals to her that he knows all about her life and the wrongful situation that she is in, and all the things that she had done, and that he is actually the long-awaited Messiah. You know, she leaves her water pot and runs to tell everyone she knows about Jesus. Her life was completely changed by the power of water. Not physical water, but the living water, Jesus himself. You know, just like this river, when Jesus is present, he changes us completely. Is that something you're searching for? You know, this world can't quench your thirst. Only Jesus can. Pray to him today to give you the living water, to give you everlasting life. Confess and repent of your sins, turning away from them and to God with your life. See what his power can do in your life and what he can do for you. If you'd like to know more about Jesus and see other videos like these, follow LifeWord on Facebook, Instagram, and other social media outlets, or go to lifeword.org. Hey, I'm going to check out more of this river and kind of you know, get excited about fishing. Hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time in the great outdoors.